and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by a very special guest. This lady, she's a singer, she's a dancer, she's an actor. In the performing world, there's nothing she can't do. It's Matilda Simmons. How are you doing today, Matilda?
I'm great, Goff. How are you?
Very well indeed, very well indeed. Now, why the obvious question? Why choose the arts?
Well, that is a tough question. Well, for me, I've always loved it. It's never really been a choice for me because ever since I was 5 years old, I've just been involved in singing, dancing and acting, and I've loved it since then. So I've, loved it my whole life.
Cool. Very cool. And what about when you did decide at 5 years old and you went up to your mum and you said, "Hey, mum, I'm going to be a performer." What was the reaction? Were they all, let's enroll her into every class possible? Or like, what did they do?
Yeah, well, my mum first put me into dancing when I was five because I was so crazy as a kid. I just had so much energy and she had no idea what to do with me. So she just drove me down to the local dance school on a Saturday morning and off I went and just never stopped since.
Cool. Nice one. Nice one. So you've recently done, well, I know you've done in the past, a stage combat course. So can you tell us, because for those folks at home, it's like, what the hell is a stage combat course? Firstly, tell us what it is and what you learned from it and overall why you did it.
Right. So I studied at the Queensland Conservatorium. And when I was in second year, they offered us a stage combat course. And it was run by Jason McKell, who is a fantastic combat coordinator, and he taught us so many different skills. We'd learnt to fight with knives, we learnt to fight with a long stick, and we learnt to fight with short stick. We learnt hand-to-hand combat, and our assessment, we had to fight each other in the course, so it was great. Our assessment was, we made up a little scene, gave it a bit of context, and did a fight scene for our assessment, and we also learnt some sort of falls and all kinds of different crazy things.
And so when's that going to come in handy? Like, do you use that for like stage play type stuff? So like, I don't know, probably a bad example, but like a West Side Story or something like that, you know, you've already got the moves down, so to speak?
Yeah, for sure. So if there was ever a role where I needed to sort of do a fight or anything, I'd have a bit of prior knowledge on that, so it would be handy, know the lingo, sort of be able to talk with the fight coordinator and figure out what they want. And it will be very handy for me in the future.
So it's not just for theatre stage, but it can also be used for film and other stuff as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely on films now, like everything, any sort of production where there will be a fight, you need to have a fight choreographer. So yeah, all on film or on stage, anywhere.
But you're ready to rock and roll. Like if your agent calls you up and says, "Matilda, we got a film," and I mean, it's not a hardcore stunt sequence, but there's a little bit of you got to do a couple of rolls and a couple of this and a couple of that. You're like, "Oh yeah, man, I've got the training. I'm good to go." Is that sort of?
Yeah, it'd be sweet. It'd be so exciting.
And so with your background in dance, did you find it like easier than others? Because obviously you're used to body movement. That sort of stuff sort of comes a little bit more naturally to you than others?
Yeah, I found that it definitely benefited me when I was at uni doing the fight combat course. So it was really good, especially with roles and things in dancing. You know, you're rolling on the floor, comfortable with hitting the floor all the time. Yeah, so it was good to have that background in sort of movement. It did help me a lot, yeah.
And have you found also your background in dance has helped with your acting so that, like, you know, when you're getting into a character, you've sort of got body movements. I mean, you're not a wooden sort of performer. You're nice and not, well, flexible is probably the wrong word, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, you can get sort of into the character because you've got that natural movement and ability to start with. Do you find that handy with acting?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of it is about being comfortable in your body and being comfortable with movement because, especially when you're preparing for a character, there's a lot to think about. So you got to be comfortable in what you're doing and brave enough to sort of push your body to places so that you can create these amazing discoveries when you're creating a character.
Cool. Very cool. And what about, so obviously you're a young lady who's just starting out in the industry. Have you ever felt any sort of body image pressures or anything like that? Has anybody ever said anything to you or done anything or, you know, have you felt any pressure to look a certain way or anything of that nature throughout your career thus far?
Well, definitely. I think that growing up in dancing, what you see in the media as well, you're pressured to look a certain way and especially in like magazines or on social media where a lot of things are filtered to look a certain way that isn't realistic, there is a lot of pressure to be something that you might not be able to achieve, because everybody's body is different. And fortunately, I've not experienced any sort of negativity. I've always had very supportive parents who, you know, tell me that I'm enough, and I've always had very positive reinforcement. So personally, I feel very confident in my body, and I am able to sort of stay away from those negative sort of things.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very good indeed. Mm. So you did say earlier, though, that there is pressure, in external pressure. How do you deal with that personally? If you're feeling a bit crappy one day, you've heard or seen a few things, not directed at you, but just generally speaking, and you're feeling a bit down in the dumps, shall we say, how do you deal with that? How do you get yourself back up and about?
Well, I've always loved meditation. Meditation is something that I do every day, especially if I'm feeling upset or sort of not having a very self-confident day. Meditation at the end of my day will always sort of reset me for the next day, and I will wake up feeling refreshed and sort of the next day will be better. I guess there will always be days where you don't feel enough or you don't feel good enough, but that will always change up every single day. It's a new day, so a new chance to take on the day.
Cool. Nice. I like it. Now, being in the industry that you are in, obviously people, unfortunately, in the arts have to make sacrifices to follow and pursue what they want to do. That's just, unfortunately, the nature of the beast. What sort of sacrifices have you had to make to be able to pursue this career that you enjoy so much?
Well, not particularly a sacrifice, but when I was 18, I graduated high school and I moved up to Brisbane. I was originally from Sydney, so I moved away from my family, away from all my friends, and sort of just jumped right in there and moved away and started a whole new life, essentially. So having to make new friends, having to become acquainted with a new city. So it was very, very scary. And I guess that was, I suppose, a sacrifice, because it was something that I needed to be very brave to be able to do.
Why? Because it seems odd that you would go to Brisbane, not stay in Sydney. Was that because the course you wanted to do was in Brisbane?
Yeah, so there are a few courses around Australia, but the one that I got into, which was the conservatorium, was up in Brisbane, and it turned out to be the exact right place for me because I loved it.
Okay, cool. That's good. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that was a musical theatre sort of predominantly kind of course. Is that correct?
Or? So I studied in the acting course. Okay. Prior to 2018, they didn't have an acting course. It was only musical theatre. So our year in 2018 was the first ever year of acting. So we were sort of the guinea pig year. They were figuring things out with a brand new cohort. So I really enjoyed it. And everything that we got, I really benefited from. Yeah.
Well, tell us about some of those things that you learnt, though, through the acting course. Like, what sort of skills did you go, oh, wow, that's really cool?
So we mostly focused on theatre. We did a little bit of film, but mostly theatre. Our course coordinator, Jackie Somerville, she is from the UK. And so she brought over a lot of those sort of UK techniques, and she really focused on Shakespeare with us. And in high school, I didn't love Shakespeare. Thought it was kind of boring. But I really did discover my love for Shakespeare when I was in the acting course. And we did a lot of Shakespeare productions. I prefer the comedies. So we did Comedy of Errors, and we also did Midsummer Night's Dream. So I really liked the Shakespeare side of it. But we also were very fortunate to be able to do a 2-week intensive film course with Di Drew. She's a very predominant Australian director, and those 2 weeks were incredibly intense. And we learnt so much just about the film industry and our role as an actor within that, and, you know, how to be very efficient on set, how to know what you're doing, and be on top of everything. So it was very intense, but really, really beneficial.
Cool. Now, if there's one thing I hate, it's learning my lines, because it's boring, it's tedious, it takes forever, it's frustrating, it's just annoying as. So can you, for any young actors who might be listening, do you have any special tips or any things you do to get those words implanted into your brain?
Well, each production is different, for sure. When learning lines for plays, you have a lot of rehearsal process. So you're able to be in the space with other actors, and there's a long process that goes with that. So different directors will work differently. At uni, we mostly did a lot of what's called abstracting, where you sort of move around the space and say the lines in a out of context of the play. And I found that that was really beneficial to me, because you weren't in the scene, you weren't required to match emotion to the words immediately. It was just sort of feeling the space, feeling the shape of the scene, and that gives you sort of that emotional arc, and also helps you learn your lines because you're repeating it over and over. Whereas for films or any kind of auditions where they just send you the script and you're in your house and you have to learn it by yourself, I tend to just record the other person's lines and leave gaps, and then I'll play it back on my phone and just try and insert my lines over and over, just repetition, repetition. So then you can add the emotion later or be affected by the lines later on after they're completely ingrained.
Because repetition is key for you, just to keep punching through until they are implanted in your skull.
For sure. Then they become second nature, so you won't have to panic and it won't take you out of the character if you're trying to think of, oh, what's my next line? What am I supposed to say, sort of thing?
You know, because I do find when I'm directing actors, there's some actors who you can tell they've only just kind of barely learnt the lines, and they're too busy worrying about what word's coming next, and they're not worrying about what emotion should I be portraying at this moment in time, and that's not what you want.
No, not at all. That's why, for me, rehearsal is so important. A lot of people are very good at improvisation. They can just go off and it'll be great, but definitely not the case for me.
Fair enough. Now, if your agent was to call you up and say, Matilda, I've got role, what would be, you know, your number one dream role? What would be like the number one thing that would just be like, oh my God, this is exactly what I want to do?
Well, I guess at the moment it would be like a Shakespeare play. I'm really into it at the moment, which is kind of lame, but that's okay. Well, I guess a Shakespeare comedy, for example, what I would do to prepare for that role would be to firstly go through the script. And because Shakespeare is very rhythmic and there's a very specific pattern, the way that the words are spoken. So I would go through and I would mark the pattern and I would like beat it out, like you got to tap the rhythm so that it helps to remember the words. Mm-hmm. And because it's been done for years and years and years and years, you need to sort of research the history and what different productions have been on recently and things like that, and find different versions of the character, because it's been done so many times, so you want to make it special and you want to make it true to yourself. So I'd be sort of doing the research and doing the text work so that when you get into the rehearsal room, you're ready to sort of play with the other actors and find brilliant discoveries through that.
I'm getting the impression, Matilda, that you're a bit of a nerd who likes to do lots of research and stuff. Is that a fair statement?
I guess so. I like to be prepared. Yeah, I feel most confident when I'm prepared.
You ever been called a nerd before, Matilda?
Oh, a little bit, I guess. But you know what? I'm going to own it. So
no. Yeah. Hey, look, it's not an insult, man.
Oh, because not at all.
I mean, you know, you're prepared, you're professional. It's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
Now you have also done some awesome work for Beer Nuts Productions. You were in hold on a second, Christian Victoria, the biography of a star, and also Book Club. You also did a wonderful job in that. What was it like working on some Beer Nuts Productions films?
Well, I love the pace of the Beer Nuts Productions films because, you know, you prepare us so far in advance, which is great for me because I can learn my lines in advance. And then we do a great day of rehearsal, which is always great to sort of be in the room with you and show you what I've brought to the character and get your advice on that. And so you can share your vision with me and we can work together to make something that is really funny and really cool. And then on the day, we just smash through it. It's really fast-paced, it's really fun, and we're just all sort of working together in such a cool, fun environment.
Absolutely. No, and you do a marvellous job. So, I mean, I'll plug it all later, but people need to check this lady out on the Beer Nuts Productions website because she does kill it every single time. Now, like I said earlier, you do have a bit of a soft spot for musical theatre.
Yes.
What is it about musical theatre that you absolutely love?
Well, my mum used to play musical soundtracks in the car all the time when I was a kid, so most shows, if you put the soundtrack on, I'll know every word. So, yeah, when I was young, my mum would always take us to the theatre, and my first show I saw was Lion King. I think it was in 2004, and it was so exciting because I love the Lion King movie, and it was just, yeah, so cool to see all the sort of things on stage. It's a great first show, I think.
Cool. And studying it and learning it and being a part, because you've done, I think I remember you telling me when we did one of our rehearsals for a film, you'd just finished doing, was it Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah. So that was a play at QPAC. So it was really, really cool experience. And I was very fortunate to be able to do it. It was very fortunate that the show was able to be put on because of COVID. So it was very lucky. And the show was so much fun. There was a huge audience. The kids absolutely loved it. So it was great.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, like I say, we are wrapping up. But if people want to learn more about Matilda Simmons, where can they go? What can they do?
Oh, well, for sure, the Beer Nuts website got some films up on that. Where else?
You got like a Star Now or what are some of the other agents, like a YouTube channel or Facebook channel or anything that people can check out to see you in action?
Unfortunately, I don't have YouTube, but I do use Instagram. Okay. So you can follow me on Instagram if you like, MatildaSimmons_.
Well, there you go. Do that and enjoy all of her posts and whatnot. And if you do see her advertised on a billboard for a play near you, check it out. And obviously, like she said, obviously on beernutsproductions.com. So thank you so much for coming in today, Matilda. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Gough.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, that brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly comment. Rate and review 5 stars is always helpful. And of course, beernutsproductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. Until next time, we will talk to you then.